Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week, we had one post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post discussed a study that noted that only 55 to 66% of patients who were 3 to 24 months post-ACL reconstruction perceived their symptoms following treatment as acceptable. Here to discuss this week's post is Dr. Nicole Catano of Westchester University of Pennsylvania, who's a regular contributor to sportsmedres.org. Welcome, Nicole.
Thank you, Jeff.
So here we have this study that's kind of looking at the patient's perception of the outcome after ACL reconstruction. We've had a bunch of posts over the last few years related to kind of the objective outcomes, so laxity, development of osteoarthritis. But here we have kind of a different look on things, which is the patient's perception of their return. What did you think about the finding that 55 to 66% of individuals perceive their symptoms as acceptable, which means that a large portion are telling people that it's not acceptable?
I think this is a really interesting finding within this research study, keeping in mind that this came from a Norwegian cohort, which these people are probably only getting back to activities of daily living and regular everyday life. So I think it would be interesting to see how this would play out within the athletic and physically active cohort.
From your experience, do you think that even within our collegiate population, there's probably some patients that are not quite content with where they're at?
Absolutely. I work as a clinician with our university's men's and women's basketball teams, and I've actually used the COOS with these teams. And they're most of the athletes that have returned from ACL injury are reporting subpar outcomes with the COOS. Yet they're still trying to play and kind of get through life.
So are you using the COOS score, which was used in the study, in the clinical setting with your athletes right now?
I do use the COOS score. It's a simple survey that athletes can fill out. It takes them no more than 2 to 5 minutes. And it's really telling to give an idea of what areas they're struggling in. They might not be struggling so much in activities of daily living and quality of life, but they might be struggling with stiffness in sport and physical activity.
And compared to some of the COOS scores that the authors were reporting as being acceptable and unacceptable, does that kind of match up with what you've seen?
Yeah, it was interesting. This is the first study I've seen that's kind of had this cutoff point where there was no crossover between the acceptable and unacceptable. And it's interesting because the athletes that we have here that are having a lot of problems do seem to be well below that cutoff point. So it's something that I think we definitely need to look into a little bit more. But my findings clinically and anecdotally seem to really line up with this research study.
And for these patients that tend to have these lower COOS scores and are saying that they're either a treatment failure or they haven't quite decided on whether or not it's an acceptable outcome, this was only within the first 2 years. What do you think their outcome is going to be 5-10 years down the road?
Well, I think this is going to be really telling 5-10 years down the road if they start to develop more pain. We know that these individuals are really susceptible to developing osteoarthritis, and so following them longer term is going to be really important. I think the unfortunate reality is when people have ACL reconstruction, they think their knee is just always going to hurt them, and they're bound to get osteoarthritis, and they just kind of accept it as a bad knee. And I don't think that we should be doing that.
So when we have a patient that's comes in with one of these unacceptable states where they have a low COOS score and they're not thinking that the outcome's working, what would you suggest that we start considering that might not be part of our normal treatment plan?
I think that we need to start looking at some longer term rehab. So even though they've been cleared to return to play, it doesn't mean that their rehabilitation is done. You know, they need to chronically manage this condition. So maybe that we need to do some landing and some other strengthening techniques with these individuals despite them being back to play. But I think also we need to start looking at our role as healthcare providers, and the short-term goal being return to play shouldn't necessarily be our focus. I think we really need to think longer term and what modifications we can make or what things we can change so that they don't develop a bad knee at a very young age.
Yeah, that's a great point. Thanks, Nicole. And as always, it's great chatting with you. To our listeners, don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a study that found that hamstring strains are more common among collegiate athletes during preseason and in competition. If you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practices, then please check out our 3 online courses available through Human Kinetics website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.